All right, let's do what we do, blame balls with the Bad to the Bone Award. So frustrated. Because I'm so convinced what we see is what we've got. Look, if you think they're going to turn it around, God bless you. Maybe they do. I just don't think they're a very good team. Now, if Washington doesn't run away with it, then I guess this division's up for grabs for a while. And obviously, with the third wild card, you can sneak into the playoffs at 9-8 like the Eagles did 3 years ago. But come on, guys. This is not a good football team. All right, Bad to the Bone Award, our version of blame balls. When they lose, we assess and we blame. John Ritchie, who are you giving a blame ball to?
Jalen Hurts. Jalen is not anywhere close to where I hoped he'd be after a month of the season. And at this point, it feels like Kellen Moore has stripped him of the things that made him the most dangerous, his legs, and he hasn't made up the difference with the passing game. I don't know how much of that was because AJ and Devontae were out yesterday. I'm not sure on that. I do know Jalen looked bad against the blitz after looking better earlier this season, and that's disheartening. I know that he accounted for 178 total yards yesterday. 178 total yards. And only 20 of those were on the ground. I think he can do better on that front, just given the opportunity. 158 yards through the air is just pathetic production. Our offense was embarrassing, and Jalen led it. So that's six games in a row now without scoring in the first quarter. Seven games in a row unprepared. The question is this who Jalen is? I don't believe that's the case. And moving forward, I don't believe this damage is permanent. I just don't know how. I don't know how much better he's going to be in a hurry.
Yeah,
I don't know how long this is going to take to fix
it. Look, I don't think he'll be the quarterback here in 2 years, and he may not be the quarterback next year. Seltzer, blame ball to who?
I'll take the other gimme, Nick Sirianni. I mean, for that team to show up, look, the defense was bad, but that team showed up with no effort, no life, in a spot where the last time you were there, you lost 32-9 in one of the most embarrassing playoff performances we've ever seen from a Philadelphia sports team, and you can't get your team ready to go down there and play those guys again? You come in and give us that? You're down 14-0 like that? Embarrassing. They didn't look together. They didn't look ready to play. There's no cohesion. There's no nothing. Like, and Kellen Moore had a bad game, but you know what? Nick's the head coach. Like, just a disastrous performance.
Who we learned last week has the authority to override
absolutely
the offensive coordinator.
It's just
place.
A disastrous day for Nick Gaskin.
And by the way, how much does the team want to hear from him after games? What is the bottom line? What is the verdict on that? Like, I get it with the whole team only thing, like the players only, let's get together and rally. But do they want to hear from their head coach? Do they respect their head coach?
All right, Rhea, blame ball to who?
Kellen Moore. To me, you know, the fact that Saquon only had 12 touches and 10 possessions, two carries on the Eagles' first drive, finished with 84 yards rushing, what do you have, 32 yards receiving? It's inexcusable. You hand it to him for the first play of the second half, boom, he's gone for 59 yards. That game was not out of hand even at 14-0 because it was only the first quarter.
Yep.
Number one, you stop throwing on first down every first down. And I know people said, well, he went to Saquon on the first play of the game. It was a broken play. Now, he overthrew him.
That's right.
But,
sure did.
But, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. That is your one star that you had left on the team yesterday. That was it.
Look, I feel like I got a pretty juicy one left. I don't normally have a pretty juicy one left by the time I go here fourth with the Bad of the Bone Award, but I think Howie absolutely deserves a blame ball. The defense stinks personnel-wise. The head coach was retained when I didn't think he should be, and 71% of people in our poll didn't think he should be after the season ended last year. Now, is that ultimately Lurie's call? Yes, I think so. If Howie goes strong and says to Jeff, all right, let's can Nick, does Jeff keep him? I don't know. I really don't know. How can any of us know? I just know how he's involved in the decision. The decision was made to retain Nick Sirianni, who, to be clear, I would not fire today. And I think he's actually the least of the major problems. I'm not saying he's not a major problem. He's a major problem. But I am convinced the defense is a bigger problem. And I am ultra convinced Jalen Hurts is the biggest problem because of the nature of that position, what it represents in pro football, and the nature of his contract and what that represents in a salary cap era. Okay, they're going to have a salary cap dead hit in a year or two that's going to be massive. Okay, massive. And we're just going to have to eat it as a fan base. But I just look at Howie and some of the decisions, particularly recent drafts, the Georgia guys, the Jahan Dotson trade, and I just say, like, that's a game I can just circle right back to Howie and say they lost this game largely because of him. Let's go to the phones. Derek in Paoli right now. Ray Dittinger will join us in 10 minutes. Good morning, Derek. Derek is not ready to rock. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Yo, John, Rhea, team.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, John. One of those games where, and I'm trying not to curse on the radio.
I understand.
I have a laundry list of questions, some of which have already been addressed, but I think Chuck from Mount Airy kind of touched on one of them where it was the first two or three drives where they kept on sitting back in that cover four shell, and every now and then they rolled Slay up on the receiver, so it was more of like a cover six look. But the two things that you need for those coverages to work are linebackers that can cover the flats, and we don't have those. So my question is, like, was he in those coverages because he was just so deathly afraid of getting beat deep, or didn't have confidence that our back cornerbacks could cover for as long as it takes for our
And I think the second point is the point. So I know people are blasting Fangio for the corners being back, but the reality is that's a defense normally predicated on the front four getting there quick. These guys don't. So I can understand why you'd be off wide receivers, because you do have to defend for a long time.
But he was getting it, Joe. He's getting it out in 2.2 seconds. So there really isn't enough time for the pass rush to get
home.
You
could have adjusted.
But if they just simply tackled the guys, he wasn't throwing it deep. If they make the tackles,
I agree.
Those guys, maybe if they're up a little closer, maybe they're not able to do that.
Maybe.
He got sacked seven times the week before. He got sacked five times the week before that.
But, John, this is the Eagles. They just don't get there. I mean, Brandon Graham got there one play because obviously he figured it out. That was a figure it out play. The quarterback's keeping the ball.
He was unblocked.
Yeah,
it was a bootleg.
Right.
He was the backside defensive end.
Right.
Left unblocked.
Yeah, but my point is he didn't go where everyone else goes because they think it might be a running play. Like, BG, you know, sniffed that out. And okay, great play. Good job. But other than that, like, I'm just going to, you know, my man's going to beat your man. There was none of that. You know, I guess sweated a sack also. But look, Ed, it's just not good, man. And what we've got, in my opinion, is like what we've got. I know they've come out of these holes before. I know. We've seen it. We have seen the Eagles come out of holes. I just will be really surprised if they do, because it's hard when your quarterback's not very good and your defense isn't very good. I mean, that's a hard combination to come out of. By the way, Thursday...
But they do have a bye, and they're about to get a lot healthier to major players.
Well, that's why they can still make the playoffs. Like, they can make it 9-8, maybe 10-7. AJ comes back, Devontae comes back, Lane comes back. It's not impossible... You know, three teams make it as wild cards. Like, but that's not the standard.
And they can also see their young quarterback start to click with these other receivers as the point guard out there in a new offense that he said was 95% fresh to him this offseason. It is possible that the coaches and Jalen over this bye week, as they dig in and self-evaluate.
Not going to happen.
That he gets better. He needs to. We know he needs to.
Yeah.
We know it doesn't feel like he can get much worse than what we just saw.